weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A winter storm warning continues until noon tomorrow. Mixed precipitation likely changing to all snow today, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 36, easterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. 5 to 10 inches of snow today through tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 32.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson. Garden City Police has arrested 29-year-old Brandon Pugh on domestic battery, child abuse, and aggravated child endangerment, and his bond is set at $30,000 after he was accused of punching a woman and a two-month-old baby, causing serious injuries to the baby. During an argument, Pugh punched the woman, and while battering her, he struck the infant in the head. The baby was taken to a local hospital and later flown to Wichita for treatment of serious injuries. In other news, today is the first day of the 2024 legislative session, and Governor Laura Kelly has joined Republican State Senators John Dolan, Rob Olson, Independent State Senator Dennis Pyle, and Senate Democratic Leader Dinah Sykes to unveil a tax cut proposal that they say would save Kansas more than $1 billion over the next 3 years. This tax plan is different from other ones, being that there will be a single tax rate for all taxpayers. Governor Kelly's office said that this bipartisan plan would cut taxes for every Kansan while maintaining the state's strong fiscal standing. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only at Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and Rusty at Ford.com.
Ahead of last week's snow, many shoppers got out and got essentials to prepare for the storm. And the same can be said about this week. Susan Cruz, the manager at Leakers, spoke with 12 News.
We did have the last snowfall. We had snow shovels and the toboggans and sleds going out a lot.
But she said that things have changed this week.
This time I'm seeing more ice melt, stocking up on water, some groceries, chili. That's going to be the meal.
Cruz says that they will keep an eye on the forecast just in case some people are late getting some of the essentials that they will need during the winter storm. And other news, after a brief foot chase in North Topeka, the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office have recovered quote-unquote dirty 30 pills, methamphetamine, and a handgun off of a 29-year-old man. The man previously exited a car that didn't have any license plates before fleeing the area. He was arrested on charges of felony interference, criminal possession of a weapon by a felon, possession of opiates with intent to distribute, possession of drug paraphernalia, the operation of a vehicle without registration, and the operation of a vehicle without insurance. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Cheyenne County Attorney Paul Schwab, along with the Cheyenne County Chief Deputy Attorney Amber Horn, said earlier this week that they have filed complaints against two youth in the community at the ages of 11 and 14 for a run of vandalism. According to News Channel Nebraska, they say the 11-year-old is too young for felony charges and was offered a diversion program, as according to state statute, they do not allow a child under the age of 12 to face felony charges. They say the charges come after damage at Lincoln Park, a break-in at the City of Sydney power plant, a vehicle that was stolen in Sydney businesses, along with other issues, including the totaled private shop that was broken into just weeks ago. According to the Chief Deputy Attorney Horn, they say that they have hired a special prosecutor that has been assigned to the case due to her connection to one of the alleged victims. According to the Sydney Police Office, they were thanking community members for the information leading to the identity of the adolescents that were charged as the first court appearances occurred earlier this week.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
Washington County News editor and owner Dan Thalman, with two other newspaper publishers in Kansas, recently launched a website, The Kansas Informer, featuring writings from authors across the state aimed at the conservative side of Kansas news. Dane Hicks and Earl Watt, along with Thalman, who we spoke to, have spearheaded the project for some time now.
So Dane Hicks, who's the publisher of the Anderson County Review and Garnett, and Earl Watt, who's the publisher of the Leader and Times in Liberal Kansas, we got together. We've been talking for a couple years about the need for a news and opinion product that, I guess, better reflects what we think are typical Kansas approaches to news and views. And we just decided, you know, after reading a lot of what is put out across the state and that sort of thing, that we just weren't getting what we felt was the real story behind some of the headlines that we saw. And finally, after just talking through some options, we decided to go ahead and do this and make it available to everyone. So we created what's called the Kansas Informer, and it's basically a free website that you can find at caninfo.com, and can is with a K.
All three gentlemen, along with other current and former publishers of Kansas markets, have seen the need for such a publication for years. And with upcoming national elections, the timing works.
We've literally been talking about this for a couple years at least, and we didn't quite know what angle to take with it, whether we should do a hard copy product, a website, a Facebook page. You know, we just couldn't quite figure it out, and it just took time. And so we did decide, you know, we wanted to get this going before the next legislative session here in Kansas, but then coming into an election year, politics will be on the top of people's minds here in 2024. So we thought, if we're going to do this, let's get it rolling right now.
Thalman noted many Kansas seeking a reliable source of news based in fact, truth, and rooted in Kansas values is what drove to the creation of the Kansas Informer, and he has already received positive feedback.
It's been very positive because there has been a lot of frustration by folks following the news, because just trying to find something that from a foundational standpoint is more reflective of what people think. You know, we're talking like a tax issue, a social issue, or a Second Amendment issue. You know, when we cover it from the angle of liberty-minded, constitutional-minded type of people, while what we've seen is people coming at this angle with a very different frame of mind, and it comes out then in the story. So, you know, we love our industry. We love what people do. We can acknowledge when there's good reporters out there, but when you start with a fundamentally different state of mind, then that definitely impacts the writing.
To find the publication, visit caninfo.com. That is caninfo.com. For KNDY, this has been Max Blasky.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rain's largely changed over to snow here at studios. A cloudy overcast. We're having some issues with some of our FM antennas icing up. It is currently at 34 degrees. As that temperature holds or drops below the freezing point, we may have some slick and hazardous conditions to contend with. All of that said, a developing winter storm has prompted a winter storm warning for all of our listening area, northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska, Monday into Tuesday. Could be a couple of periods of precipitation developing this morning, rain changing over to snow, more of a snow event this afternoon, some blowing snow, and accumulation is likely. Continuing into Tuesday, so stay advised. All of the area schools are closed today. Activities are canceled. Marshall County, Meals on Wheels and Senior Citizen Menu, as well as transportation services through the Agency on Aging, are closed today. No senior citizen meals in Washington County as well this Monday. Dallas S. Keck, age 94, formerly of Wymore, passed away December 29. Funeral service Monday, January 8th, 10:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dallas Keck. Marilyn J. Lineweber, age 91, of Frankfort, passed away January 3rd. Celebration of life service will be held at a future date with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge for Marilyn Lineweber. James Jimmy Messick, age 58, of Marysville, passed away January 2nd. Services pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Jimmy Messick. Juanita M. O'Neill, age 59, of Beatty, passed away December 27th. Service to be held at a later date. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Juanita O'Neill.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm warning is currently in effect until early Tuesday afternoon. Some snow showers are likely today, cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Between 2 and 4 inches of snow is possible. More snow showers are likely overnight tonight, cloudy with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Northeast winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Between 3 and 7 inches of snow is possible. Snow showers continue into Tuesday as well, cloudy with our highs in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Clear and cooler throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the single digits and mid-teens. Mostly sunny on Wednesday with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s, and a slight chance for some snow showers throughout Wednesday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Some flurries are possible throughout Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-teens and upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January, 39. Record high on this date, 72. The average low, 19. The record low, 21 below. Sunrise this morning, 7:47. Sunset this evening at 5:20.
What is the science behind weather lore? We will put one time-tested proverb to the test on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 8th, the eighth day of the year. Singers Elvis Presley and David Bowie were both born on this day, and LBJ declared a war on poverty in 1964. Have you heard this piece of weather lore? No weather's ill if the wind be still. It's an old-time proverb that turns out to have a lot of basis in science. wind tends to be stronger near frontal boundaries, and that's also where the weather is the stormiest. If the wind is still, you're likely to be near the center of high pressure, where precipitation is least likely to occur. It's a less reliable adage once the weather warms, when convection can produce sudden showers or thunderstorms. For midwinter, though, it's a solid bit of folk wisdom. No weather's ill if the wind be still. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather lore online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs ended up winning their final game of the regular season by a one-point victory against the Los Angeles Chargers as they ended up topping them on Sunday afternoon 13-12. The victory puts the Kansas City Chiefs overall at 11-6 for the regular season and the victors of the AFC West. The Chargers end up finishing 5-12 for the season. It was a strong start for the Chiefs going into the half, sitting 10-6 over the Chargers, but only scoring a field goal in the second half in the fourth quarter. Overall, the Chargers dominated with total yards, sitting at 353 yards, the Chiefs only making it 268, along with 145 in passing yards and 123 rushing yards for the game. With the regular season over, it's now playoff time, as the Kansas City Chiefs will be at home at Arrowhead Stadium for the first round in the wild cards. As playoff season starts this weekend, they'll be playing the evening game with kickoff at 7 p.m. at home. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only at Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. At Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
It was a big weekend for college basketball, as the Kansas Jayhawks are still the number 2 seed nationwide after a slight victory over TCU on Saturday, winning by 2 points, 83-81. The victory does put the Jayhawks at 13-1 for the regular season. After going into the first half, only 1 point up, 41-40, and again finishing off the second half against the Horned Frogs at 42-41. It was a big night for number 1 Hunter Dickinson. After having 11 rebounds, 1 assist, and 30 points on the board, KJ Adams Jr. also had 10 rebounds, 1 assist, and 18 points. Kevin McCullough Jr. had 16 points for the game. The Jayhawks next head on the road to take on UCF on Wednesday with their tip-off at 6 p.m. Kansas State was also in action over the weekend on Saturday as they won over UCF. They were at home in Lawrence, winning 77-52. That put the Wildcats at 11-3 for the season so far, as Tyler Perry dominated with 25 points on the board, playing 35 minutes total with 1 rebound and 5 assists. They're back in action tomorrow at 6 p.m.
The Jayhawks, the Runnin' Rebels. It's the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, live from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona.
Bean claps his hands from the gun, takes a handoff to high shot, wide open. He's got a man. It's Luke Grimm. Touchdown, Kansas. Home run ball over the top. Grimm's got it at the 25-yard line. It's a home run hit at Chase Field.
Ayava wrestled and throws low. Is it picked off? Yes. Intercepted. Craig Young's got it. Here goes LJ. Down the left sideline, cuts it back at the 25-20. He's going to go. Lawrence Arnold to the end zone. The
final 3 seconds, strip off the clock, and you can rock. Chalk it up. The Jayhawks win the first bowl victory in 15 years for the Kansas Jayhawks.
The Kansas Jayhawks, the 2023 Guaranteed Rate Bowl champions.
You, the Jayhawk listeners all across Jayhawk Nation, deserve this. Deserve this.
The Wildcats, the Wolfpack. It's the Pop-Tarts Bowl, live from Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida.
There's the snap to him. He retreats, throws it over the middle. Wide open is Giddens. He's at the 15, 10, 5. Pay dirt. Wildcat touchdown. Good snap from Plattner, and K-State will fake it and run. Loomer to the 40, to the 45, to midfield, to the 45, to the 42. to throw, runs to the 10, to the 5, to the goal line, to the touchdown mark. Touchdown, Wildcats. There's the snap, and Armstrong to throw. Hammered. He is hit and dropped by V.J. Payne. Back to throw, Armstrong into the middle. That throw is intercepted. It's picked off by Jacob Parrish, and the Wildcats have knocked off NC State, our final, 28-19.
The Kansas State Wildcats. The 2023 Pop-Tarts Bowl Champions.
You may be surprised to discover that one of the most popular flavors in the world, vanilla, comes from an orchid. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The vanilla orchid vine is native to tropical forests of Central and South America. It was first used by Aztecs to flavor their chocolate drink. In its natural environment, the flowers are pollinated by a specific insect that inhabits the same areas as this orchid. When grown commercially outside of its native habitat, the flowers must be pollinated by hand for the long bean to develop. The beans are harvested, dried, and cured. This long, arduous process explains why vanilla is the second most expensive spice in the world. As the demand for vanilla outgrew the supply, artificial vanillin was created. This synthetic version is made from a variety of items, including the lignin from paper pulp. Imitation vanilla extract is derived from synthetic vanillin, not the vanilla plant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It is one of the highest points in the world, and it isn't out of reach for any climber, no matter their level of experience. In fact, I recently enjoyed my trip there, as well as eating lunch at the local pizza place in full view of the magnificent peak. Where are we? The answer on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Mount Everest is the highest peak in the world. Mount McKinley, or Denali, is the tallest in the United States. Now add this point to the list.
Kavanaugh is the world's highest hill.
That's Kavanaugh Hill in Poteau, Oklahoma. But how do you get the distinction as the world's tallest hill rather than the world's shortest mountain? Eric Standridge explains.
The Boy Scouts, they went up and they actually measured the hill and submitted the paperwork to the British topographers, I believe, and then they discovered that it was actually 1 foot short of being a mountain.
So when you're 1 foot short of being a mountain, you proclaim you are now the world's tallest hill, Kavanaugh Hill, and it's a hill with quite a story.
Walter Beard built a resort up at the top. Now, this resort, he wanted to bring in people from all over the country to visit that. It had orchards up there, several different things to attract people. There's several natural springs up there that he took use of, and he used those as a medicinal thing.
That was in the late 1800s. For many years, the way to the top was an adventure itself.
It was just a little path. One of the early settlers that lived here had a logging camp up at the top. That's how the road was first formed. Well, anyway, his son was going up the path to tell you how dangerous it was. He was pulling logs up it with a mule team. One of the logs slipped, and the entire mule team actually went over the edge of it. So very, very treacherous path.
But today, there is a paved road. The resort is long gone, but there's a great view and a sign which proclaims that you have climbed the world's tallest hill. Traveling the countryside. In Poteau, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McRae.
Marshall County Public Transportation offers rides to all ages in Marshall County. Rides are available first come, first serve for medical and service appointments, shopping, work, errands, group trips, and much more. We also make regularly scheduled runs to Manhattan, Lincoln, and Topeka. Call 562-2020 to reserve your ride with us. 24-hour advance reservation is preferred. Marshall County Public Transportation is funded in part by KDOT.
Onward.
Marysville Knights of Columbus annual soup day is Thursday, January 11th, serving 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church Hall in Marysville. Free will offering, homemade chicken noodle, chili, potato, and vegetable beef soup, plus homemade sandwiches and desserts. Local delivery area and carryout available. Phone 562-2711. Knights of Columbus annual soup day in Marysville Thursday, 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church Hall. Public is welcome.
Experience a performance where breaking a sweat is a celebration. Join the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and get your body moving at Let's Get Physical at the Replay Lounge Friday and Saturday, January 19th and 20th at Venue 36 in Marysville. Reserve seating and general admission tickets can be purchased online at marshallcountyarts.org and at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street office. Enjoy an incredible performance, support local artists, and ensure a future for creativity in our community. The Replay Lounge, January 19th and 20th.
KNDY.
Industrial hemp may be another feed alternative for cattle. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. A study shows it's nutritious for them, but there is that issue with cannabinoids as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Many uses for industrial hemp, and cattle feed may soon be one of them. Don't worry, it won't make your cows high. Researchers at Kansas State University are studying the nutritional benefits of hemp and the potential for cannabinoid drug residues to accumulate in meat and milk. Mike Kleinhens is an assistant professor at Kansas State's College of Veterinary Medicine and co-researcher on the study. He says all parts of the hemp plant could be nutritious for cattle.
Depending on the plant part, they had varying levels of crude protein. So crude protein and say like the flower or the leaves or even the leftover from the seed harvesting. So that chaff in the upper 20s to 20% range. So it'd be comparable like alfalfa. So quite a bit of crude protein. Digestibility on most of these were fairly good, especially when you got away from the stemmy type pieces.
The biggest downside to hemp as livestock feed is the plant's cannabinoid content. And if you feed hemp to an animal, do cannabinoids get into its system? They fed some to Holstein steers to find out.
Basically wanted to see if it actually entered the animal. How long does it stay in the animal? And what we found was is when you feed industrial hemp, yes, cannabinoids are absorbed in the animal quite rapidly, but they go away pretty quickly as well. So half-life on that is like 14 hours. So the maximum concentration to be cut in half was 14 hours, essentially.
The FDA considers cannabinoid content in food items not safe for human consumption. So the million-dollar question is, at what point is the meat or milk free of residues and safe to enter the food chain? Kleinhens says the research continues for that answer. Learn more about hemp for cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Culver's restaurant chain appreciates farmers. Up next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. participate and you could receive payouts, like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The Wisconsin-based Culver's chain of restaurants has operated its Thank You Farmers program for 10 years now. Marketing and PR manager Allison Demmer says the program is based on three pillars, the first being sustainability.
When we think about what that looks like in the world of sustainability, it's really leveraging all of the work that's happening across the agriculture industry and ensuring that our guests are able to know that we wouldn't be able to serve our delicious food without the farmers and ranchers who make it possible.
Demmer says the second pillar was to align with the FFA organization.
So when we can raise funds in a local restaurant that then support a local FFA chapter, it allows really ag education to make a bigger impact in our local communities, but also enables us to ensure that the next generation of leaders in agriculture, these FFA members, are able to be successful because we can support them in numerous ways.
And Demmer says the third pillar is the thank you part.
Gratitude is really all about ensuring that our guests and the entire community understand that farmers are the reason everything is possible.
The program has generated $5 million to support FFA. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Midwest Land and Home will hold a land auction Friday, January 12th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Up for auction will be 320 acres of quality Marshall County land sold in two tracts. Both tracts are prime cropland known for production year in and year out with exceptional recreational opportunities and a small portion of CRP. Tracts are located 2 miles north of Beatty on Granite Road. Excellent opportunity for the avid hunter as the area is known for producing trophy white-tailed deer and other wildlife. All Midwest Land and Home auctions offer a state-of-the-art online bidding platform. Online bids open Friday, December 29th, and deadline to register to be an online bidder is 12 p.m. Wednesday, January 10th. For information or to view this exceptional property, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Jeff Denkenbring at 785-562-8386. When you want the best, trust Midwest.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Good Monday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. We spoke with USDA's Gary Crawford about what are the prospects for the South American soybean crop, as we will soon get a new forecast from the USDA.
For farmers in Brazil and Argentina who have been trying to get their soybeans planted and off to a good start,
it's certainly been a unique and challenging year in South America so far.
USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Chekanowski says up until a couple of weeks ago, farmers in some areas of Brazil were being hit with record high temperatures, very low rainfall amounts, causing worries about the soybean crop and boosting U.S. soybean prices. However,
they've been getting a little bit more reliable rainfalls in the Brazil center west area. Conditions seem to be improving.
That has sent U.S. bean prices lower again, but Mark says the earlier severe hot dry conditions may have already lowered soybean yield prospects, but there's no way to know for sure. So USDA is tracking conditions daily and
using that to develop our own internal assessments of what that might mean for the size of those crops.
USDA will make those forecasts public this Friday, January 12th.
Now in other news, the Midwest Climate Hub says warm and dry was the theme during the month of December in the north central United States. There have been some exceptions, including a Christmas system that dropped multiple inches of precipitation in certain areas. The region saw both one and two class improvements and degradations in drought states, and concerns are starting to weigh heavily on whether soil moisture will be recharged this winter. The next 3 to 5 months are expected to follow a typical El Nino weather pattern overall. That means temperatures will lean warmer for the region and conditions will be drier for the northern and eastern states through the Midwest. It's about the 180th week of D1 drought in parts of Iowa, which is the longest stretch since the 1950s. Exceptional drought continues in southeastern Nebraska as well, with some places in exceptional drought for the past 5 months. Temperatures have been above normal for the last 30 days. With your latest check of agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Speck.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, climate change and the climate change initiatives continue to be a focal.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock cow bred every sale Wednesday, January the 10th, starting 11 a.m. This sale will feature over 275 fancy Angus, Sim Angus, Charlet, and black white-faced first calf heifers from area consigners. They're AI and bull bred to high calving these low birth weight Angus bulls due to start calving in late January through March. This will be an outstanding offering of high-quality, gentle-bred heifers. Spring calving cow consignments include over 300 Angus, black-white-faced, and a few red Angus cows, 3 to 6 years old, with many being 3 to 4 years old. These cows are AI and bull-bred to Angus, Sim Angus, and Hereford bulls for February through April calving. Also offered will be 100 black-white-faced, and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 years to short and solid, with September to December calves by side. All cattle will be sold in lots to suit buyers' needs. For more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January the 10th, starting 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Industrial hemp could be another feed alternative for cattle. It's nutritious for them, but there is that issue with cannabinoids on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
There are many uses for industrial hemp, and cattle feed may soon be one of them. Don't worry, it won't make your cows high. Researchers at Kansas State University are studying the nutritional benefits of hemp and the potential for cannabinoid drug residues to accumulate in meat and milk. Mike Kleinhans is an assistant professor at Kansas State's College of Veterinary Medicine and co-researcher on the study. He says all parts of the hemp plant could be nutritious for cattle.
Depending on the plant part, they had varying levels of crude protein. So crude protein and say like the flower or the leaves or even the leftover from the seed harvesting. So that chaff in the upper 20s to 20% range. So it'd be comparable like alfalfa. So quite a bit of crude protein. Digestibility on most of these were fairly good, especially when you got away from the stemmy type pieces.
The biggest downside to hemp as livestock feed is the plant's cannabinoid content. And if you feed hemp to an animal, do cannabinoids get into its system? Well, they fed some to Holstein steers to find out.
Basically wanted to see if it actually entered the animal. How long does it stay in the animal? And what we found was, is when you feed industrial hemp, yes, cannabinoids are absorbed in the animal quite rapidly, but they go away pretty quickly as well. So half-life on that is like 14 hours. So the maximum concentration to be cut in half was 14 hours, essentially.
The million-dollar question is, when is the meat or milk free of residues and safe to enter the food chain? Kleinhand says the research continues. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about hemp for cattle at agriculture.com.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas, at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Good Monday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we pass through this midday, still lower in the grains and mixed to mostly higher in the livestock. Seeing some strength as February live cattle up 55 cents, trading at 171.12. April's up 45 to 173.85. Triple-digit gains for the feeder cattle. January contract up $1.50 at 224.62. March feeder cattle up 165 to 225.80. And the hogs are also higher today. February lean hogs up to $70.57 per hundredweight. That's up 57. April up to 77.40. That's up $1.02. Now we'll look in the grains as nothing but red except for oats. Slightly higher here as March oats up 7 to 360. May currently up 2 and 3 quarters to 355. But lower from there on, including corn. March corn down 4 and 3 quarters, trading at 456. May's at 468 a bushel. That's down 5 and a quarter cent. Double digit losses pretty much all across the wheat complex. March Kansas City wheat specifically down 13 cents, trading at 615. May trading 618 and a half. That's down 13 and a quarter cent. Into the soybeans now, we see January soybeans down 13 and a half to 1236 and a quarter. March is down 11 and a half to 1244 and three quarters. January soy meal is up 10 at 368.70. However, the later contracts back into the red, including March down a full 10 at 368.40. January soy oil down 45 points, trading at 46.72. And the cotton complex showing some strength today. March cotton now up 56 points at 80.75. Into the energy markets, sharp decline as February crude oil is down 344, trading at $70.37 a barrel. February unleaded gas is down a full 7 cents a gallon, trading at 202. February heating oil down 5 at 255, and natural gas currently down 4 at 284. Looking at gold, February is trading down $16.40 an ounce at $2,033.50. March silver is basically unchanged, trading at $23.30. However, it's slightly lower from beyond that. Looking at Wall Street, the Dow still down 34 at 37,432. The S&P up 35 at 4731. And the NASDAQ is up 225 at 14,748. And the dollar index still down 17 points for March at 101.95.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Plan your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your Seven Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. Seven Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play.
As a farmer and rancher for over 50 years, I know the integrity that comes with land stewardship. I am Gene Bach, a licensed agent with Hayden Outdoors Real Estate. Our family at Hayden Outdoors is devoted to the success of your listing or auction sale. Whether it is a rural residence, farmland, or a recreational haven, give me a call at 402-520-5140 and we can help. That's 402-520-5140 or email me at gene@haydenoutdoors.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. For people who have a will, probate fees are something that will have to be dealt with after their passing. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen discusses what probate fees are and factors that need to be followed when going through the process.
A probate itself, and the probate fee is what you pay to go through probate of your estate. But what probate is the process under which a decedent's will is verified as a valid and legal will, and then it's the process of distributing the assets of the decedent's estate. So probate is a process where the will is declared valid and then the assets distributed.
He says what one of the factors is for attorneys in Kansas.
In Kansas, probate fees are based on an hourly rate for the amount of hours reasonably spent working on the estate. In addition, the attorney's fee for handling a decedent's estate is also based on the 8 factors of the Kansas Rules of Professional Conduct. And the probate court, the court that is administering the decedent's will, considers those 8 factors when determining whether the fee charged by the attorney is appropriate.
McOwen lists the 8 things that go into determining the size of the fee for probate in Kansas.
How much time and labor did you put into it? How difficult was the estate? And that's going to be based on the type of assets that are in the estate. What's the level of skill that is required by the attorney to handle the estate, which is tied to the type of assets you're dealing with? Do you have difficult tax questions that are involved, for instance? What's the likelihood, if it's apparent to the client, that the acceptance of the employment by the attorney will preclude other employment that he or she could be doing? Again, that ties into that first one, is how difficult is this job? How difficult is this estate? The next one is the fee customarily charged in the locality for similar legal services, and that can, in some situations, come in as a factor. Next one is the amount involved and the results obtained and the time limitations imposed by the client or by the circumstances. Another factor is the nature and the length of the professional relationship that the attorney had with the client that has now died. The next one is the experience, reputation, and ability of the lawyer or lawyers performing the services. And then finally, whether the fee is fixed or contingent. Those are factors that the court's going to look at.
That was K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen with what people in Kansas should be aware of if they have to deal with probate in the future. Read more about probate fees and a case associated with it at www.washburnlaw.edu/WALTR. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over at the K-State Radio Network.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures were lower this morning after the major averages kicked off 2024 with a down week. Despite overall losses during the holiday-shortened week, the major averages pulled off gains Friday. The Dow added 26 points and headed into the weekend at 37,466. A busy week lies ahead for investors. Earnings results are on the way from J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America, as well as Delta Airlines and United Healthcare Group. Boeing faces new scrutiny after part of a door on Alaska Airlines 737 MAX 9 blew out in flight, causing explosive decompression. The FAA is grounding the MAX 9 and ordering inspections. Alaska Airlines has canceled another 60 flights today. Watch for Nintendo to release its new Switch console this year as the gaming giant works to capitalize on the renewed popularity of characters like Zelda and Mario. Nintendo has sold 132 million Switch units since the device was launched in 2017. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.
music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.
ABC News.